Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Bert Show.
All right, so coffee, I mean, if you get up and you're listening right now, then 75% of you understand coffee is like gold.
Yeah.
I mean, my day doesn't start until I just have that first sip. Just a little teeny, teeny, teeny one, but just starts your day, you know?
Yeah, ruins my day if I don't have any coffee. I know Wendy and Jeff are not coffee drinkers in the room, but Jen, Bert, and myself are addicted.
It's got a grip on us. Like, Jen didn't drink coffee yesterday, and she was a mess.
Oh, I was, like, falling asleep by 9 a.m. I was like, oh.
Melissa, I think it's funny. I don't think Melissa does, but sometimes Katie Joe does stuff like take the coffee pot and hide it, or
use all the
coffee and not buy any new ones.
I don't think she loves me anymore, to be honest with you.
Didn't she one time actually take your coffee pot to work?
Yeah.
To her office?
To her office. And then
never replaced it.
And then I walked in the kitchen. I was like, where's the coffee pot? And then we've run out of coffee before and stuff.
So yeah, she'll come in the morning and she'll barter with Bert.
Yeah.
For just sips of Bert's coffee. Like, it's a negotiation. It's like, Bert, seriously, I'll record. You want me to record your spots? I'll go and help you.
Can I have more, sir? So it really is like gold in here. And we're all excited because Starbucks has this new instant coffee out. And instant coffee generally sucks.
And they
it's
have it
gross.
Under, yeah, and Starbucks brand, and again, I don't know, and forgive me, Starbucks, but it's either Via or Via, but it's spelled V-I-A,
yep.
And it's that's their instant coffee brand.
And why is instant coffee so bad? Because I don't know. I mean, I don't have a lot to do with coffee.
I'm not really sure why it's bad. It just sucks. I mean, you pour it in your cup and you just...
crystals into hot water rather than the hot water running through the coffee grounds.
Okay.
Like it's, you know, the brewed coffee... It's just going to taste like it's more mixed in or something.
Yeah, brewed coffee doesn't dissolve, but instant coffee dissolves in water.
It will, like, dissolve eventually, and then, like, there's, like, a sediment at the bottom, and it just is, like, less rich,
and
maybe.
And it's so branded with old people.
Yeah, like, that's a grandmother.
If you went
drink.
To Johnny's Hideaway 15 years ago, you're drinking instant coffee.
That's what Sanka is, right? Like it's in the same
it's
idea.
It's grimy.
My grandma used to drink that stuff, and it has its own distinct smell, too. Like, my grandma smelled like Sanka.
She did,
man. And she would get the grinds, like, in her teeth when she'd smile. It's just nastiness.
Yeah, I had a really sad moment with instant coffee. It was the first Christmas I spent away from my family. With another family, and I woke up Christmas morning without the fanfare, and I had to go in the pantry by myself and make instant coffee.
The nerve.
And I had to eat, like, crackers and instant coffee for Christmas morning, and I went outside and I called my mom and I cried.
Oh, no!
Drinking my instant coffee.
With grinds in your teeth?
Yeah, with grinds in my teeth.
First world problems. First world problems. All right, so we have four different coffees in here, and intern Natalie has labeled them all A, B, C, and D. And we all had the same coffees in front of us, correct?
Yes.
And the only
correct.
People doing this are Melissa, Bert, and Jen, because Wendy and I don't care.
No.
One of those is McDonald's brand coffee.
Okay.
One of those is Dunkin' Donuts brand coffee.
That's the one that Melissa, that's her horse right there.
Mm-hmm.
One of those was bought at a gas station. Just to, you know, they always have the pot of coffee on.
Just mm-hmm. It's just been reheated over and over and over again since 1986.
That coffee pot was last cleaned for Jimmy Carter's election and governor election. And then there's the via Starbucks Instant.
I know. And please somebody correct us on how we're pronouncing it. But now the thing is going to be, I don't drink coffee black. So this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be hard because I usually do sugar and cream.
Sugar and stuff in there on it.
That's all right.
This gives you the true robust flavor, baby.
Bert normally doesn't drink vodka straight, but he had no problem doing that the other morning.
And I drink my coffee black also. All right, so A, everybody tasted A?
Yes.
All right.
I've tasted all of them. I'm going back through. Oh, that's the worst. Oh, God, that's bad.
Ugh. B is Mickey D's.
Which one's the worst?
You don't have to. Just going best to worst. You don't have to try to guess the brand. What would be interesting is if you could decide which one is the instant. So you're looking for two things. You're trying to pick out the instant, and then you're trying to pick out which one is
the gas station,
the best tasting one.
Maybe because they're all cold, they all taste like ass to me.
Hold on.
You can heat them up for you. We got one of the microwave things. Okay. Apparently, you can put something in there and cook it. 20 seconds. Make popcorn in there. Don't stand in front of it.
I've got my rating.
You'll get radiation. All right, Melissa, which one do you think is the best?
I put D.
It was the best?
Yeah.
And which one do you think is the Starbucks instant?
B.
Okay, Melissa.
Well, I probably got it wrong, but
Starbucks, you think
black
it is?
Coffee throws me off.
Well, no, black coffee. Black coffee throws me off. Well, yeah,
it's hard. It's hard. Yeah,
but I say D was the one that seems smoothest to me.
Yep.
And B, as in boy, is the one that I think's instant.
This is the way that you really get a good taste of coffee, though. It's like black.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, true. I like my coffee like I like my best friends.
See, that is the truth.
Yep. Bert likes black besties. First besties are all black.
She said besties.
BB. Besties. What'd you think?
Hey, black best friend Bert.
Yeah.
What is your favorite? Which one do you think tasted the best?
A.
You think A tasted the best?
Yes.
And which one did you think was the Starbucks instant?
C.
Okay. Jen, which one did you think tasted the best?
A. I agreed with Bert on that.
Okay.
I thought D was the worst.
So did I.
And I think that's the instant.
And you think D is the instant?
I thought D was the worst also.
Huh. And I said it was the best.
Huh.
Do you have one that you thought was the worst, Hobby?
D. I thought was
sorry,
the worst.
I'm sorry. I confused you with Melissa. Which one did you think was the worst?
B. Okay. As in boy.
Or bestie.
As in besties.
Okay. So let's see. None of you got the Starbucks Instant correct.
Oh.
Yep. I had Starbucks Instant listed as C.
As a matter of fact, one of you picked Starbucks Instant as the best coffee.
Must have been Melissa.
Must have been me.
As a matter of fact, two of you picked the Starbucks Instant as the best coffee.
The A?
Oh, really?
Starbucks Instant was A.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's going to help out around
here.
That's
impressive.
Because we don't have coffee filters anymore.
And I actually put A as my second favorite.
Okay.
And what did you say was your most favorite? D?
Yeah.
Gas station.
Really?
No way.
Wow. I did that last time.
Which was the Dunkin' Donuts? Because she says she loves that.
B was McDonald's.
Okay. I got that.
And C was?
And you picked that one out by name, and C was Dunkin' Donuts, which Bert, you said you thought the Dunkin' Donuts was the instant and... Jen thought the gas station was the instant.
I thought the gas station was the instant. Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, so what we're hearing here is that the Starbucks instant really is, that's pretty good quality stuff, at least in this room.
Yeah.
And we drank it black, so.
Which really does help around here, because seriously, we don't have money for coffee filters anymore around here.
Yeah.
Or they just haven't been ordered.
And I will give kudos.
There's a lack of management around supplies.
Your contract and Jeff's contract or coffee filters, I'm going with the contract, sister.
I'm for coffee filters, if we're being honest.
I will give Starbucks credit because I think I personally have always thought Starbucks black coffee.
Uh-huh.
Horrible, but the fact that I think that their instant coffee is one of the best in the group. I mean, black. So, I mean, good for them.
Cool. And this is, by the way, I know some of you guys are skeptical and you're like, oh, I'm sure that's an advertiser. I'm sure they had to say that. Swear.
No, not
pinky,
at all.
Pinky swear.
I would have preferred to pick the Dunkin' Donuts or the McDonald's like near the top because I think that I like those more. But yeah, it's good stuff. At least we got the gas station one right.
Yes, we did. There is some credibility there.
The voice is like, WTF.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.